Well, then, Reb Mamish, between you and Reb Errol, it seems like all is settled.
And that, my dear, wonderful Opitzvilleites, is the story of Beryl's Bagels. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, please give your undivided attention to the Opitzviller Rav, as the Rav will explain to you why the Rav felt that it was so important for you all to hear this particular story today. All please rise for the Choshever Rav Shlita.
Thank you, Rebbe Hill, for that wonderful performance. I must compliment you, Rebbe Hill, on how well you imitate both my voice and my accent. Remarkable, absolutely remarkable. My dear Opitzvillites, the only reason I ever considered moving away from Opitzville was because I felt that for me to get closer to Hashem, I would be better off in a particular city other than Opitzville. But I ask you, dear brothers, Opitzville, a city that has two yidden the likes of Reb Beryl and Reb Mamish, who live every minute of every day with Hashem at their side. What other city in this land has yidden that the Shekhinah rests on them like we have here in Opitzville? And so I wanted you to hear the story of Beryl's Bagel so you would all understand why. Why, as for this morning, I have decided that I'd better stay right here in Opitzville and not move anywhere else. And now, instead of this being a Suda Spreda, a Seislam Lisholoim Suda, a goodbye Suda, it is now a Beruchim Haboim Suda, a welcome back Suda.
Yes, indeed, it was a day of great rejoicing in Opitzville. The singing and dancing went on way into the night. Their beloved Rav would remain in their midst after all. They danced and danced until they could not dance anymore, and then they danced some more. For how could they stop dancing on a night when it became clear to all of Opitzville that their teshuvah, tefillah, and tzedakah had accomplished its goal? And with their own eyes they saw how their Tati in Shomayim was with them. They celebrated the fact that from Beryl they had learned how a Yid needs to speak to Hashem all day long, and Kindlech, this is what you have to do. They rejoiced in the fact that right before their very own eyes, they saw how their Heiliger Rav made his decisions based on the Rotzen of the Eibishter, on the Rotzen Hashem. And Kindlech, you must know, this is how tzaddikim make decisions. But most of all, they delighted with the fact that they had learned the most important lesson in life. And that is what Reb Hetzi always loves to say.
The Vekas in Hashem, it's not the best thing, it's the only thing. Oh,